From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. I speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We hear tonight from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, which is in the second half of what we call the farewell discourse. It stretches from John 13 to John 17, and it's Jesus laying down the law, saying his goodbyes. We find the foot washing in the farewell discourse, the Last Supper, the betrayal of Judas. All of that comes in this section of text. And this is a continuation of what we heard last week about Jesus being the vine and his disciples being the branches. You can hear that in the language that Christ uses tonight in bearing fruit. So these two texts are tied together. Last week was chapter 15 out of the Gospel of John. We're in 16 now. But we're making direct allusions here, bearing fruit to the vine. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, well, you know, St. Paul says a lot about fruits of the Spirit, so perhaps there's something to do in there. But when you dig into the text, what Jesus is saying is there are two for you tonight in my teaching. There is love, the kind of love that comes from my Father and goes through me to you, that I ask you to share with one another. There is love, and there is joy. And I share my joy with you so that it will be in you, and that your joy will be complete. And the word complete there, it doesn't mean finished or done. It means full, whole. Does that make sense? Complete. It is rounded. It is full of every essence that makes up joy. And I started to think about that, and I thought, well, we hear a lot about God's love. We hear a lot about God's love, about that Greek word we like to use, agape, about that highest form of love that God imparts to us, that kind of love that only wants goodwill for someone else over and against anything that comes to you, the kind of love that is not earned or deserved, the kind of love that is not attached to emotion, the kind of love that is a choice, right? That you wake up and despite the circumstances of the world, you choose to love yourself and your neighbor and God And we hear a lot about that through the church year. But I got to tell you, I've not heard anything about God's joy. I don't know so much about that. I know what I think joy is, but I also, you know, in my short 31 years of life, think I know what love is. And that's probably not true. So tonight I want to dwell a little bit upon God's joy with you. I think it is perhaps a harder fruit to bear than love. We can kind of shoulder on this garment of love that is self-sacrificing and feel really good about it. We know what it means to love someone when they're mad at you or angry or when they don't look like you or they don't do the same things you do. We feel good about that. But have you ever tried to be joyful in the midst of despair, at the death of a friend or a loved one, at the nightly news, bombings all over the world, war, hatred, the homeless man or woman down the street? When you look at the destruction of the world, at the destruction of your own life, perhaps, joy is not the first thing I would think of to go to. I think for some reason we think love can fit into the deepest parts, the darkest parts of ourselves, that there is a heaviness to love that can settle into any depth of night. But joy floats up in the air. It is full of smiles and dimples and sparkly eyes and laughter. And so my argument tonight is that perhaps that's wrong. Perhaps joy, godly joy, is what we receive when Christ pays it all. When Christ conquers the world. When Christ is victorious over death and despair and destruction. The kind of joy that isn't an emotion, that is a choice. That is a choice to say, sometimes things suck, and sometimes they hurt, and sometimes the world is unfair and painful. But that's not the last word. It is not the end. It does not get to have victory over my life or this planet. And so what would joy look like in that? That's what I leave you with tonight. What is the godly joy that bubbles up out of the victory of death, the conquering of the world, the great high priest and king in Christ? How do you live that? How do you live that like you live love? Because that is what God is asking us to do. That is the fruit we must bear. That's the fruit that lasts. If you look at the text, two things, love, joy. One we hear a lot about, one we don't. And yet, just as there is perfect love, there is perfect joy. And so my charge to you tonight is to find it. To go to the darkest places of the world, of your own life, and be joyful. Not with the rejoicing of trumpets and laughter, but with the abiding knowledge that God is with you and that God has the last word over all things. Amen.
I
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.